Well, good morning. Can you believe, my friends, it is December the 21st, and we're continuing in the Wonder of It All devotional. Today, we'll be singing verse number 3 on page number 162 of our Great Redeemer's Praise, as we're just singing, O come, Emmanuel, one verse at a time as we approach Christmas Day. Today's devotional is titled, Big Things, Little Package. Our reading today is in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Hear these words. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be in his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Consider this. There's a story attributed to author and poet Robert Stevenson, who was traveling once on a ship that found itself in a really severe storm and in imminent danger of sinking. According to Stevenson, many of the passengers began to whisper to one another, "Are we going down? Are we safe?" And after a few moments of conversation among the passengers, one brave soul volunteered to travel up to the pilot house and to see the captain. Well, that's a bold move. As the passenger made his way through the rain and the wind and stepped in the door to see the captain, it said that the water-soaked passenger saw the pilot standing calmly with his hands firmly on the wheel. The passenger, filled with fear, witnessed the captain slowly turn and make eye contact with him and, without saying a word, simply smile. That was it. No words, just a smile. And apparently, that was all the passenger needed to see. As he traveled back down to the main cabin, the fearful passengers were saying, "What happened? What happened?" And this man simply looked at them and said these words, "We're going to be all right. I've seen the face of the captain, and good news, he smiled at me." You know, I think about that story often. Truth be told, it's easy to run into turbulence in our world today, right? I mean, you don't have to look very far to see the news stories of conflict or heartache or tragedy that seem to make their way into our daily lives and headlines. Yet, here's a good question of wonder for us today. Where are we looking to find our hope and our assurance amidst the uncertainties and the storms that we see raging in the world? Today, let's just look back into the Old Testament. Let's go to Isaiah 9. Remember, to a people in captivity, Isaiah reminded the Israelites of light that was coming on the horizon. The time of deep darkness was coming to an end, and with it, another promise. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given, and the government will be in his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, when Mary and Joseph looked down upon their sleeping baby in the straw-filled manger on that first Christmas night, did these words from Isaiah come to mind? How could all of these really big titles fit into such a small, tiny, and infant package? Yet, Jesus fulfilled every single one of them. Jesus is our Wonderful Counselor. He's literally the wonder of God found in human form. Isaiah added that the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit, listen, of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. My friends, good news, he doesn't hold office hours. His counsel is available to all who ask, and the wood of that nativity would eventually be exchanged for the wood of the cross, and on it, he paid the price for us all. He is our Wonderful Counselor. Jesus is also Almighty God. He's not just the wonder of God found in human form. He is literally Almighty. The same God who breathed the stars into existence and breath into Adam's nostrils is the same Jesus who calmed the wind and the waves, told the demons where to go, and healed the broken and the afflicted. Jesus declared, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty," Revelation 1:8. You may not have it all together, my friend. Good news. He's not just all together. He is also almighty. And Jesus is our everlasting Father. Think about that. In Luke 15, Jesus told a parable about a young man who does the unthinkable. He asks his father for his inheritance, which is the same thing as saying, "Hey, Dad, can we just fast forward to that part where you die and just give me the money now?" I mean, it's a shocking and unthinkable thing to do. Yet, even more shocking was the fact that the father gives his son the inheritance. Time passes, the son squanders it away, realizes the mistake he had made, and he repents. And it's a long walk home to face the music, but wait for it. What does the father do? He runs to meet his son, and he welcomes him back home. You know, I think that's a picture of our everlasting Father. It's not a temporary love. It's not a contractual love. It's an everlasting love that the Father has for you. No matter how far you wander from the Father, listen, He will always be there to welcome you back home. And Jesus is also our Prince of Peace. Just as a prince works to bring peace and unity to his kingdom, Jesus brings peace into the hearts of believers. To his disciples, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid," John 14:27. There is a peace that passes all understanding. And it is a gift that is ready to be unwrapped and claimed this very moment. So here's where the Spirit is guiding me to just share this and speak this over you today, my friend. Perhaps you have a storm that's raging in your life. Take a moment. Catch the eye of the one whose hands are firmly at the wheel, and then remind yourself of the following: "I'm going to be all right. I've seen the face of the captain, and good news, he smiled at me." Let's pray. God of wonder, we thank you that in Jesus, we have a wonderful counselor. We have an almighty God, we have an everlasting Father, and we have a Prince of Peace. So today, may we rest in the knowledge that you hold everything perfectly in your hands. Amen. Here's your questions today. Number one, can you name a storm in your life where you found comfort in knowing who was guiding the ship? And the second one, let me encourage you, do this. Go ahead, consider it extra credit. On a piece of paper, write down these four attributes of Jesus: wonderful counselor, almighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Just write that at the top. And from there, write down what each of those names means to you, and where you need Jesus to meet you within those names today. That's a good one to ponder on. Verse number 3, number 162, O come, Emmanuel, as Christmas comes closer, let's sing louder. O come, thou root of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.